Lucky Heather by Sue Tedham, with Lindsay Coulson as Heather, Abigail Hart as Natalie, and Ben Crow as Ryan. Episode 4, Unforgiven.
I have these fantasies of being under the stars in Wyoming, or wherever, with my favourite cowboy. Sometimes it's James Stewart in Destry Rides Again. Sometimes it's Steve McQueen in The Magnificent Seven. More often than not, it's Clint Eastwood in a pair of faded jeans. Shut your eyes and Clint will haul you up onto the back of his Palomino and gallop you away from the tower blocks and tat of the Sutter estate. Mind you, the Sutter can be very romantic at dusk, you know, when the blossom's out and the wheelie bins are empty. We have our moments. Well, I don't. That's where Clint comes in. The thing about Clint is he isn't real. He's a man with no name. In my experience, it's the men with names who give you grief. Bitter and twisted. Oh, me?
See, Maeve, back in the days of the Wild West, men were men and women were grateful. These days, I reckon it all comes down to pickle.
Oh, that's the test, isn't it?
Pass us that new jar of Branson and I'll show you. See? I can open it with my bare hands. Who needs a man?
There's more to men than pickle jars.
I didn't think Tommy was going to be the love of my life, but I'd have been happy if he'd been a halfway decent bloke.
I never had him down as a rat, though.
Decency, sense of humour, nice little bum. It's not too much to ask, is it?
Oh, my Jerry was a fine-looking specimen when I first met him. Didn't last, though. But, ooh, I loved his beer belly. Not flabby, mind. Solid as a rock.
Now, he was a decent bloke.
Yeah, he'll be gone 8 years next Easter. 8 years, Heather. Sometimes it feels like forever. And sometimes I think he'll pop up from the cellar and say we're out of tonic water.
Yeah.
Do you know, last week one of the snack food reps had the nerve to say I could get another peanuts dispenser on that shelf if I got rid of Jerry's silver tankard.
Uh-oh.
I've a good mind to report him. Jerry made this place the pub it is. Isn't that worth more than peanuts?
Don't you ever feel like finding someone new?
Oh, Jerry was everything to me. We were married 33 years ago next Saturday. That's why I'm having the 60s night. I celebrate every anniversary, you know.
Good for you.
As soon as we met, we knew we were meant to be together. Forever and ever. Amen. Till death us do part. I can't help thinking a part of me died with him. Mind you, if I found Linford Christie under the duvet, I think I'd give him 24 hours to get out.
Can I make you a tea or coffee or something?
Oh, no, thanks. Oh, you got an IBM?
It's a bit ancient, but I can't afford a new computer.
No, don't worry. It's a good little machine. So, how can Ryan Bovey Computer Consultants help you?
You'll have to do something about that name.
What do you mean?
It's okay on a person. Ryan's dead nice, actually. Like Ryan Giggs. But you need to be called, oh, I don't know, Hard Drive UK or Boveycom Direct or something.
Do you reckon?
Sorry, I'm always doing that. Last week I told one of the junior doctors that his tie was hurting my eyes. No, Ryan Bovey Computer Consultants is good. It does exactly what it says on the tin.
So, how can I help?
Well, me and some of the other nurses are big fans of Mickey van den Broek. Used to play for City. Transferred back to PSV Eindhoven.
A footballer, right.
So, after he left, I started this newsletter thing for all of us who like him. And I contacted his fan club in Holland and got loads of stuff about him. His new house, his favourite music. He's a big Lauryn Hill fan, apparently. And suddenly I'm producing this 8-page fanzine with over 100 subscribers. And I'm rubbish at computers and, well, help.
Yes, darling, what can I get you?
Half a lager, please. Are you Heather Webb by any chance?
Heather!
Someone to see you.
Yeah.
Oh, is this a good time?
Oh, nearly half two. It's one of my favourites.
My name's Dennis Bidwell. My neighbour's sister knows you. Leslie Ralph?
Oh, I haven't seen her in the yonks. How is she?
I wonder if we might do this a little more privately. I don't want the whole world to know my business.
All right. Well, let's over there.
Maeve, I want a tea break.
And Leslie said you offer a very reliable service and absolute discretion, if you get my drift. And that's what I'm after.
I think she was winding you up, Dennis.
Jean, my wife, died last year. She'd been ill for a while.
If this is a wind-up, it's not very funny.
Now, please, let me explain.
Sorry?
Well, we had to get married, if you get my drift. Baby on the way, so of course I did the decent thing. I mean, I'd have extricated myself after our son moved out, if Jean hadn't become so ill. But then it was too late. And now, here I am. Only 56, full head of hair, good at shelves, everything in excellent working order, if you get my drift.
Oh, hold on. Did Leslie say I was a matchmaker?
No, it's Yvonne, you see. My first ever girlfriend. Blazing round, we broke up. Then I met Jean. Oh, Yvonne married Malcolm Hewlett and, que sera, sera. Mm. But I've never stopped thinking about Yvonne. You know, wondering where she is.
Well, it's easy enough to find someone. You just look them up on electoral roll.
Yeah, but is she married, widowed, divorced, happy? And does she think about me? Well, I'd be surprised if she doesn't. We're very much in love. And Leslie said you'd find her for me.
I'd love to help, but I'm really not...
Oh, sure. Excellent. Well, that's settled then. Her full name's Yvonne Iris Hewlett. Nay, a carriage. Here, I've written it all down for you. Here. Leslie said she paid you in air miles when you found a lawnmower. Here, what do you say to a 5-month-old microwave still in its box, never been used? Hmm?
He knows I was going to have my hair done today. I told him at breakfast, didn't I?
Did you?
Right, no clues, Mum. Don't say
it's
a word.
In the year 2000. Tea ready, soon. I can eat my leg.
Oh, Nat, I'm sorry.
You promised, Ryan. 5 o'clock at the latest.
It's a complicated job. I couldn't just leave.
Still, you must have earned 4 hours overtime for staying so long. Treat me to some highlights and I might forgive you.
Well, Alison couldn't afford more than an hour.
And you just couldn't leave. Isn't he thoughtful, Mum?
Ryan, say sorry. And Nat, don't rub his nose in it. It's not the end of the world.
I'm sorry, Nat.
Emma can do me at 2 tomorrow if you take Shauna. And that's not a question, Ryan.
Come. Alison needs to be online. I said I'd take her to a mate of Gary's who can do her a good deal on a modem.
What about my hair?
What about my job?
What job? Giving Alison a go of your zip drive?
Tell her, Eva. A bit of goodwill does wonders in my game.
Leave me out of it, you two. Look, first thing tomorrow, I need to go to the town hall and find an address. Then I'll take Shauna. And at the end of the day, I'll have a nearly new microwave to show for it, if you get my drift.
Nearly there, Poppet. And if you hear Nanny tell any porcupines, don't let on, eh?
Remember, Grandmum's the word.
Yes?
Oh, hello. I'm Heather Webb. I come about the cleaning job. Mrs. Levy says she was looking for someone.
I'm sorry?
Mrs. Levy. The Laurels. She told you I'd be round this morning. I've had to bring my granddaughter, but I won't make a habit of it.
I don't know any Mrs. Levy. Who are you after exactly?
You are Mrs. Stevens, 41 Church Road.
I'm Mrs. Hewlett, and this is Church Road.
Oh, I knew that traffic warden wasn't listening when I asked for directions. Oh, look, I'm ever so sorry to have disturbed you. Is it far from here?
It's the other side of the underpass. Second on the left, near the cash and carry.
Oh, right. Oh. Sorry, Shauna Pet. Nanny can't change you just yet.
You cross your legs and I'll put a peg on my nose.
Hello, Shauna. Who's the little sweetheart then? How old is she?
11 months. I know I'm biased, but isn't that the cutest smile you've ever seen? Mm. Anyway, look, sorry to disturb you. Come on, Poppet. Let's get going.
Oh, look, why don't you come inside and change her here? And I'll draw you a map for Church Road.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, Ryan, you're so brilliant.
I told you it'd make all the difference.
I can email Holland whenever I like. It's amazing.
We'll see how you get on, and maybe we can do you a Mickey van den Broek website further down the line.
You really know how to explain it all to a sicko like me.
You're not thick. We just got different skills, that's all. I couldn't do a blood test, could I?
Well, I'm going to tell everyone I know how clever you are, and I bet Ryan Bovey Computer Consultants will get loads more work.
Or Hard Drive UK.
Or Bovicom Direct.
About Ram Bam, thank you, ma'am.
Best offer I've had all day. I do feel bad that I can't pay you for all your time.
Oh, tell your mates about me, you'll save me a fortune in business cards.
The least I can do is buy you a thank you drink.
I should be getting home.
Go on. I'm on duty tonight, so I'll be on the orange juice anyway.
I will, just a quick one.
How about the Admiral Sutter? That's closest, isn't it?
No, I'd rather... Well, why don't we try out that new Irish theme pub, McGilligan's?
Ooh, that's better. For a cute little pumpkin, she can half make a pong.
I've just made some tea. Would you like some?
Oh, yeah, lovely. Yeah, I'm parched. There you go, Shauna. You just stay there, darling.
There you are.
Oh, right. Cheers. So, do you have grandchildren?
No, oh, I haven't even got children. We never wanted them. Too selfish, I suppose.
Nonsense. Either you make a choice, or life smacks you in the gob and suddenly you're knee-deep in nappies. You know, like me and Natalie. After her dad left her, I just got on with it.
I'm divorced too.
Oh.
Well, one day I woke up and realised it stopped giving me goosebumps. Simple as that.
Yeah, you miss them when they're not around, though.
Dancing's what I miss most. Well, apart from the obvious. You don't suddenly go off dancing when you're over 50, do you? Oh. Haven't passed a law against it yet. Some of the young people look at you with such contempt if you dare to have a bit of a bop. Oh, I could smack them sometimes.
Maybe you and I should join forces one Saturday night and go out clubbing.
I'd be first on the dance floor and last off. And they'd need a bouncer to chuck me out.
I know. I work in this pub, the Admiral Sutter, and we're having a 60s night on Saturday.
Oh.
All the hits, all the gear, and maybe a few eligible fellas. Why don't you come?
The 60s were my era.
Well, there you are then. You can twist the night away.
So, they just drifted apart.
She said they're still friends.
Ah, that's so like her. I can't believe it. I'll see you on Saturday.
Well, I hope you don't mind. It seemed the obvious way of getting you together. How are you on the 60s?
Oh, Sweeney. I'll dig out my Roy Orbison records. We often used to play them together.
Yeah. I'm a punter. I don't work Thursdays.
Did that snack food rep come back while I was at the chiropractor?
No.
So where is it then? Jerry's tankard has disappeared.
Well, it was there when we closed, I'm sure of it.
Someone's nicked it. Some evil little tea leaf has sold it for a fiver's worth of crack.
It's probably just been moved, you know, hidden behind something.
The 60s night is for Jerry. I can't even think about it if someone has stolen his tankard.
No, it must go ahead. Tell us he can't cancel it ever.
I'll come in early tomorrow and we'll have a really good look for it together. Mm. All right.
Okay.
That's the idea. It's bound to turn up.
Oh, home sweet home, Poppet. There's more than enough excitement for one day.
Just a minute. Which bit of that sentence don't you understand?
I'm telling you the truth.
Oh, so how come you can't look me in the eye?
Wait, Coach and Judy, turn the volume down.
I don't care. Ryan's taking the picture. I'm not having it.
Shauna's in the buggy and she's sleeping like a log. Now,
What's Matt upset about, Ryan?
You tell me.
He's been out drinking with that Alison. Emma's Nick saw him.
She wanted to thank me for helping her.
Oh, didn't just leave?
Maybe I didn't want to. Whenever I come through that door, you have a go. There's no, how was your day, Ryan? You look tired, Ryan. Just on my case all time.
Why don't we take some time out, have a cuppa and count to 10. You're going to wake Shauna.
Oh, remember, Shauna. Your daughter, you've hardly laid eyes on this past week.
I thought you wanted me out earning money, saving for a mortgage like Emma and Nick.
But you're not, are you? You're out buying drinks for Alison. Jumping through hoops for Alison. And the rest.
No, I don't think...
What are you accusing me of?
Deny it. Go on. Say you'd rather be with me than her.
I know one thing. I do not want to be here.
Suits me. We're finished. I'll put your gear in a bin bag.
Fine, fine. See you, Eva.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, well, you didn't give him much choice, did you? Go on, Maeve. We can't have a 60s night without a few psychedelic lights and whatnot. You know, recreate the summer of love.
March the 7th, 1967, we got married. Did I tell you?
Oh, it was a gorgeous day. We'll find Jerry's tankard, I promise. Perhaps someone's just borrowed it.
Hmm, like they borrow car radios around here and hang in baskets on old folks' savings.
Maybe you could offer an amnesty. Put it back where you found it and no questions asked.
Couldn't you find out what's happened to it? What's the point in having a nosy Parker barmaid if I can't make use of her once in a while?
All right, I see what I can do. If you promise we can have psychedelic lights. Oh, and a lava lamp or two.
Go on, then.
Ryan can help me set them up. Once I find him.
He's upstairs. He turned up at closing time and asked if he could sleep in his office. Was it a little tip or a big bust-up?
Oh, I don't know. They behave like a pair of kids.
They are a pair of kids.
Ryan! Are you there?
Yeah.
Dear, oh dear, you don't look rough.
Oh, good. So I don't just feel it then. Oh. What time is it?
3:50. How long have you been asleep?
Oh, a couple of hours. May found me a lilo, but it's got a slow puncture. Served the net till I was so knackered I didn't care where I slept. Oh, God, the back's killing me.
So, it wasn't guilt that kept you awake?
What have I got to feel guilty about? Ever, I haven't done anything. Do you want me to take a lie detector test?
I'm not taking sides, I'm just asking.
Of course you're taking sides. And that's your daughter while I'm just a bloke who got her pregnant.
And loves her to bits. You're the posh and becks of the Sutter Estate.
So what's with the interrogation then?
Loving someone doesn't stop some fellas playing away. Sometimes their brains are in their trousers. I've been there with Nat's dad, remember?
What, and you think that's what I've done?
No, I don't. I just think Nat's feeling pretty low right now and she's overreacted. But if you had anything to feel guilty about, well, I'd hope you'd be honest with me, Ryan. Your family.
I haven't done anything. I could have done. Alison's really nice. She thinks I'm funny, clever, brilliant with computers. And she don't nag me or slag me off.
Oh, of course she don't. She hardly knows you.
She fancies me, Eva. And she ain't said anything, but I can tell. For a nanosecond, okay, I was up for it. But it's not because I don't love Nat and Shauna anymore. I suddenly thought, I'm only 20. How did I end up with a family?
Yeah, I know. You should be going out there getting wrecked, going wild, being young. You know, I used to look at Nat in her cot and think, Heather, you just ruined your life. But I hadn't. I know that now.
I do love her. Maybe she needs to show me she loves me too. Oh, and the sooner the better. I can't do another night on that lilo.
I looked in the attic and there it was. Who'd have thought I could squeeze into a dress I wore when I was 17?
You look fab, Yvonne. Even if you do smell a mothball.
Oh, I had such fun getting ready.
Thank you for inviting me.
Well, it's not exactly heaving with Terence Stamp lookalikes just yet. But keep your fingers crossed.
You know who I used to fancy? Scott Walker. Now, there was a dreamboat. My best friend Lois and I camped outside his hotel once when he was on tour.
Yvonne?
It is, isn't it? Yvonne Kerridge.
I'm sorry, do I know you?
Dennis Bigwell. Twinkie Moustache? Maurice Traveller? Lifting Bishop's Crescent?
No, I don't think...
Hang on. Dennis!
Of course. I don't believe it. Heather, this is Dennis. We knew each other. Ooh, what is it?
36 years ago, Sir Joseph's Youth Club. I asked you to dance to Have I the Right by the Honeycomb.
Oh, this is amazing.
And if I remember rightly, I think you were wearing that very dress. Please, let me buy you a drink.
Here. Do you still like Brother Black?
Karen reckons it was only a matter of time before Ryan did the dirty on me.
Well, she is bringing up Josh single-handed. She was probably glad you joined the club. But you haven't, have you?
I don't know, Mum. If it isn't Alison, it could be someone else next time. Girls like Ryan because he's gentle and sweet. It's what attracted me.
It isn't Alison. You know that. You both had a bit of a shock about what you're doing with your lives. You just have to learn to deal with it. It's called being a grown-up.
You're never a grown-up.
Ah, but people think I am. She'll get the hang of it.
Karen said she'd have Shauna tonight so I could go out and find myself a new man.
Oh, and you came to the Admiral's 60s night? Oh, dear me. That haircut's really not your confidence, isn't it?
I don't want a new man.
Of course you don't. So how about making up with your old man, eh? Stop
pushing.
Amazing!
I had to tell you.
Well, tell me what. Have you got any lippy? I might as well do some repair work while I'm here.
Spooky Pearl Beige. That's 36 years old, too. You know, Dennis.
Yeah?
That chap I just met. Would you believe he's an old boyfriend?
Really? Wow! Ooh, what a chance is that happening?
We only went out for a couple of months and even then he was a pompous little twit. But sucking him was like trying to get bubble gum off your shoe. The nights I had to listen to his blessed Roy Orbison records when I could have been out dancing, having fun. That's why I fell for Malcolm. He saved me from Dennis.
So you never fancied him?
Dennis? Oh, not then, and definitely not now. Did you see his shoes? His hair? And he's so boring, I'd rather watch paint dry.
Oh, it's a pity. I mean, it would have been dead romantic if you hit it off.
Oh, no thanks. But I'll tell you what seeing him has done for me.
What?
I've realised I'm not that desperate. And I'm determined to meet a really nice man. Hey, let's go dancing together sometime. Are you free next Saturday?
It isn't. It's horrible.
It'll grow. I like your best with long hair.
Yeah? Do you?
Heather must think we're a right pair of kids.
We are. That's the trouble.
Well, it doesn't have to be.
I want us to have a proper life, right? Like proper people.
We will. We just started a bit early, that's all.
I'll lose weight, promise.
I hate skinny girls.
Is Alison skinny?
Look, you know nothing happened, don't you?
Yeah, I was just scared.
I'm sorry, Nat.
No, I'm sorry. I love you, and I trust you, and I've really missed you.
What time do you have to collect Shauna?
Karen said she'd have her all night. We could stay here.
Lilo's got a slow puncture. I didn't sleep a wink.
Who said anything about sleeping? Honestly, Ryan, what you like?
Have you looked on that shelf lately?
Heather, the tankard's back, I don't believe.
It was missing, wasn't it? Please don't say I'm losing me marbles.
You're not.
So where did it go? I wonder, you don't think Jerry Burr just from the other side? Sometimes I think he's retuned the radio while I'm out. You never got to buy Terry Wogan.
No, it wasn't the other side. It was the other barmaid. Becky dropped it last week. But she was too scared to tell you she dented it.
I'll dent her next time I see her.
Well, she thought she could get it repaired before you noticed. Look, they've done a lovely job. Oh, you won't sack her, will you?
I miss him so much, Heather.
Yeah, I know you do.
Could someone give us a hand, please? Oh, that's kind. Many thanks. Cheers.
Dennis!
Well, I promised you a microwave, and here it is. I've taken the instruction booklet to the turntable.
What can I get you? My treat.
I've got the panda outside. Better make it a shandy.
Coming up. Maeve, do you mind if Dennis and I have a quiet chat?
Yeah, take your time.
I don't know, Dennis. I just have this feeling that you and Yvonne aren't meant to be. Call it feminine intuition, if you like.
I see.
That was then, and this is now.
Oh, couldn't agree more. I'm most grateful to you for finding Yvonne and bringing us together. But if I'm honest with you, I was very disappointed in what I saw.
Oh.
Oh, I remember her as such a graceful, quiet girl. But that laugh, did you hear it? Like fingernails on a blackboard. And her hairstyle was totally unsuitable for a woman of her age. I hate to say it, but she's aged badly. But you fulfilled your side of the bargain, so you've earned yourself the microwave.
That's very decent of you.
Now, on one condition. I'm finding it very trying coping alone as a widower in a house without a woman. It just isn't right.
You miss Jane?
I miss proper roast potatoes and proper crumble and iron hankies and that little Allen key that bleeds the radiators. Well, you know, a woman's touch.
You old romantic.
Yvonne was my first love, so she was my first choice. But, as you say, it was not to be. Well, I'm only 56. Still got lots of life in me. Everything in excellent working order, if you get my drift. Which is why I wondered if you might introduce me to your landlady.
Maeve.
Well, she's a splendid looking woman.
I don't know, Dennis.
Please.
Her roast potatoes are inedible. And she's never ironed a hanky in her life. Nah, she's not the one for you. If you get my drift.
Oh. Do you cook at all, Heather?
In Unforgiven, episode 4 of Lucky Heather by Sue Teddon, Lindsay Coulson played Heather, Abigail Hart, Natalie, and Ben Crow, Ryan. Dervla Molloy played Maeve, James Taylor, Dennis, Elizabeth Bell, Yvonne, and Gemma Saunders, Alison. The director was David Hunter.